This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 19th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 26. It says there, "My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways." End of quote. The entire world is locked down in this great disaster called COVID-19. Life became more harder and strenuous even if you are inside or outside the home. You see, peace is a precious commodity around us, doesn't it? People are getting upset quickly, and the drivers on the highways and byways reveal the unsettled attitudes of the people. People give their hearts to irrational behaviors, addictions, frustrations, and hopelessness. God says, "My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways." End of quote. It is vital to give your heart to the Lord God these unprecedented days. By this time, I'm sure you have figured out a fact. There are few things in life that you cannot change. The more you try to control things and circumstances, the more stress and tension it creates. COVID-19 is one of such situations. There is nothing you and I can do about it to change things around us. God, in His sovereign will, allowed it to happen because nothing happens without His foreknowledge and approval in His universe. In a situation like this, the safest and wise thing to do is to give your heart to God. Observe and follow His ways. It means you trust and fully surrendered to Him until all this is over. Give your heart, its worries, and thinking to God in prayer. How do I observe God's ways and take delight in following His directions? You need to open up the heavenly book He sent for you, the author of which is none other than the living God Himself. The book is called the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. It alone would say how to observe and follow God's ways. There is no other substitute available on this earth in times like this. You see, pandemic shut down everything around you. However, you can unlock the Bible, the God-breathed words faithfully recorded in the pages of the Bible. There you would find out what God does these days, why He does what He does, and the final results of all. Do not ignore or forget to give your heart to the Lord. That's the wisest and the best and the most blessed thing you can do in your life to face times like this. When you surrender or give your heart to Him, He would reveal things you do not understand by yourself through the pages of the Bible and the work of the Holy Spirit. You see, you cannot face times like this by yourself. You need the Almighty God and His gracious, loving, and powerful words and support to guide and strengthen you. Do you know that giving your heart to God is equal to giving your heart to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to die for your sins and shortcomings? Jesus said, and it is recorded in Revelation 3:20, He said, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." End of quote. You see, He stands at the door of your heart and knocks. Would you open and invite Jesus into your life? When you open the doors of your heart and invite Him in, you are surrendering your heart to God to observe and follow His ways. What a heavenly blessing in this pandemic time. You see, this COVID collapse has produced many losses along with a few once-in-a-lifetime opportunities, doesn't it? The opportunity to give your heart to Jesus Christ is the most significant, valuable opportunity of all. Would you pray with me? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I give my heart to you by accepting your Son and the only Savior of the world, Jesus. Jesus came for me. Jesus, come to my life now. In these difficult times, may I walk with you, Lord. Hold me with your hand. Protect me, guide me, and use me for your name and glory. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.